The Ukrainians further accused Iran of recklessly permitting commercial flights during a security emergency and of violating universally accepted procedures for a post-crash investigation. Bulldozers had heaped debris from the plane into piles on the ground. Everything was done absolutely inappropriately, Oleksiy Danilov, the Ukrainian official overseeing the crash inquiry, said in an interview with the New York Times, referring to how Iranian authorities had handled the site of the crash. Within Iran, as citizens vented anger toward their government, officials offered a mix of contrition and an insistence that Iran was not solely to blame. Mr. Rouhani called the error an unforgivable mistake. General Hajizadeh, whose forces were responsible, said he had wished death upon himself because of the blunder. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif wrote in an apology posted on Twitter, "Human error at times of crisis caused by U.S. adventurism led to the disaster." But the official expressions of remorse did nothing to mollify angry Iranians who only a few days earlier were united in outraged grief over the American killing of a storied Revolutionary Guards leader, Major General Qasem Soleimani. Now, they were once again out en masse protesting their government. Some protest images posted on Iranian social media even showed torn photos of General Soleimani. "Death to liars and death to the dictator," shouted Iranians gathered in squares in the capital, Tehran. Videos shared on social media showed. "You have no shame," shouted several young men, and the crowd joined in a chorus. In another tense spillover from the protests, the Iranian authorities briefly seized Britain's Tehran ambassador, Rob McCare, for what news accounts in Iran called his involvement in provoking serious acts at a protest. Britain's Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, denounced the seizure as a flagrant violation of international law. Many protesters carried candles and placed flowers at the gates of the universities and other public places in Tehran. Conservatives and supporters of the government accused the authorities of intentionally misleading the public about what had brought down the plane. Its passengers included many young Iranians on their way to Canada for graduate study. Criticism directed at Iran's leadership came from all factions inside the country. Even hardline conservatives who exalt the military questioned its competence and what they call the deliberate decisions by senior military officials to misinform the public. Hamadeh Zarabadi, a member of parliament from the conservative city of Qazvin, said Iran should hold a state funeral for the victims, prepare 176 coffins, and write on each of them 80 million times, "Damn to war." Mr. Zarabadi's comments were a slap at Mr. Khamenei and conservatives who had until Friday boasted about war with the United States and their plan for maximum pressure to avenge Mr. Soleimani's death.